Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Blaine Martin welcomes Microsoft MVP Anon Cartwright to the show as they discuss some frequently asked questions regarding Windows Server 2012, licensing, and pricing. Tune in as they discuss the key differences between standard and data center editions, its key features, the software assurance program, and price. Blaine, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to IT Time. I'm your host, Blaine Martin, a senior IT pro evangelist with Microsoft. And today I'm in my beautiful Hampton hotel room in Madison, Alabama. And with me today, I have a special guest. I have a Mr. Anon Cartwright. How you doing, Anon?
Hey, Blaine. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Well, welcome to IT Time TechNet Radio. Well, you're the newest member of our Florida community. You are a Microsoft Valuable Professional MVP for Windows Server. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I've been working with you for a few years now. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad to see that you've got that MVP status for the Florida community. You are also the CEO of a Florida IT server group located in Fort Lauderdale. It's also part of a training company. I can see the training and the computers in the background there.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And you're also one of the IT Pro Camp community committee members, in which I am as well. We have formed the committee to do these IT Pro Camps around the state of Florida for the IT professionals in our area. And we're also responsible for getting sponsors, which is one of the things you do on the committee, is raise dollars for sponsorships through the charity. To bring guys like Intel, Dell, and of course bringing me with Microsoft to the table to work in the community on these IT Pro Camps. So once again, welcome to IT Time, buddy.
Thanks, Blaine.
So I always ask our community members and all my guests that come on the show, when I'm out there in the field, I always ask them when I'm doing these interviews, I always ask them, what was your first computer experience? Can you think back to those days?
Wow. My first computer experience, believe it or not, my father bought me a Windows computer, 98, not the second edition, regular 98. And I wanted to know how everything worked inside. So I actually took it apart and I ripped out all the guts and literally messed up the motherboard and had to end up taking it to a professional getting it fixed. But that was my first computer experience.
Wow. So Windows 98, boy, you're a young guy. You know how old you are when you start talking about, you know, Windows, what version of Windows that you've actually started on. So, but that's great. Now you're running the training company in Florida as CEO of Florida IT Server Group as well. How'd you get started in IT?
It's just something that just grew with me as I got my computer and learned to play with it. Back growing up in the Bahamas, a lot of people didn't know how to fix computers, so I just took it upon myself to get started with everything and started with my own. I took a couple of chances in terms of getting it fixed, but once I got the hang of it, I just took it from there, got myself enrolled in school classes, graduated from ITT, and here I am today.
Great. Yeah, I know we've done some work with ITT down there. It's a pretty good facility and running the IT Pro Camps in the future. Let's get into today's conversation around Windows Server 2012. What's new in Windows Server 2012? We're going to talk some back and forth, some question and answers, the most popular question and answers from our customers. And so I might as well go ahead and just kick it off, right? I mean, what's new with Windows Server 2012? And we'll talk about the additions. We'll also talk a little bit about some licensing. But what we bring is that really that the building and experience around private cloud. So this is really the first step of your private cloud platform is with Windows Server 2012. There's some new licensing and some packaging that makes it easier to really manage all your workloads in a highly virtualized public and private cloud environment. So with Windows Server 2012, we move to a more, I think, consistent licensing model, and we'll have really a common feature set enabling the reduction of additions. So, let's talk about the additions. We've got two additions now. We've got standard and we've got data center. We also have single licenses that cover up the two physical processors. And really the additions differentiate the difference between them really is by the virtualization rights. So, two for standard or unlimited for data center. So that's one of the questions that we get often. There's also two other additions for a total of four additions. Once again, I mentioned standard, data center. We also have Windows Small Business Server Essentials 2012 and then Foundation Server, which is OEM only. So those are really the four additions for Windows Server 2012. So another question that we get is, what is the difference between Windows Server 2012 Standard Edition and Windows Server 2012 Data Center Edition?
Well, the difference between the two editions are the virtual rights that you can run within each operating system. The standard, you can run up to two VMs. You have licenses to run up to two VMs. The data center, you have unlimited virtual machines that you can run into it.
Great. Another question we get is, will Windows Server 2012 Standard Edition have all the same features as Windows Server 2012 Data Center Edition? And the answer is yes. And I know that's a little bit different than it has been in the past with not even having an Enterprise Edition as well. So all the features that are available in Windows Server Data Center Edition are also available in Standard Edition, including high availability features like failover clustering. Really, the only difference once again that you mentioned is between the two editions will be the virtualization rights. So another frequently asked question is Windows Server 2012 aligning with System Center 2012? And they have this thing called the enrollment for core infrastructure, otherwise known as ECI model. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Anand?
Yes. As far as Windows Server 2012 aligning with the ECI, yes, it will be a part of it. It will align with it. It goes back to the same two editions for standard and data center. The single license will cover up to two physical processors. And then the only things in differentiation between the editions is the virtualization rights. Two for standard, two radiated again, and unlimited for data center.
Nice. So another question we get is, what are some of the features now available in Windows Server 2012 Standard that were previously only available in Windows Server 2008 R2 Enterprise and Data Center Editions? That's a great question. There's a variety of new features in Windows Server 2012 Standard Edition, and here's just a few, examples of what was previously only available in the premium editions of Windows Server 2008 and 2008 R2. So we got Windows Server failover clustering. I mean, that's huge, right? Mm-hmm. Branch cache, hosted cache server, Active Directory federated services, additional Active Directory certificate services capabilities, the distributed file services or support for more than one DFS root, which is great, and then the DFS R cross file replication. So those were just a few. So Anand, how do we know what's right for us as far as what edition of Windows Server 2012?
Well, it all boils down to the customer or to the individual who is implementing the technology. It all depends on what you need. Take inventory if you're a shop that just merely runs on servers, or if you're heavily into virtualization. If you're heavy into virtualization, data center will be the ultimate choice of you, of course. But if you're running about, say, one or two VMs, then the standard edition will be perfect for your mix.
So another great question is, if I want to use bits from earlier version or edition, what are my options? So you have Windows Server 2012 Data Center Edition. You will have the right to downgrade your bits to any prior version or lower edition. If you have Windows Server 2012 Standard Edition, you will have the right to downgrade your bits to any prior version of Standard Edition or Enterprise Edition. Really, the ability to run downgrade bits does not change the licensing or your support terms, which you can use the product, right? So the purchase product, in this case, Windows Server 2012, the rights apply there. So this means that the license will continue to cover two physical processors and the virtualization rights don't change at all. So another question for Anand is Enterprise Edition, this is a good one, is it going away as part of Windows Server 2012 and why?
Enterprise, yes, unfortunately it is going away. When I speak to a lot of IT professionals in the field, they were really upset with it. But when I sat down and educated them on why it was going away, you can clearly see that Windows Server 2012, the Standard Edition, has all of the features that Enterprise had, as well as the pricing. You're going to reduce costs because of it.
Yeah, Anand, and I would have to agree with you. I mean, due to these changes of the way that we're doing the editions and why we're doing them, you know, Microsoft's really been able to simplify the product lineup while reducing the price per instance of Windows Server for these customers. So that's a great question. Another question is that I've been asked is Web Server going away as part of Windows Server 2012 and why? And the answer is yes. The Web Server product was designed primarily for end customers and service providers that wanted to host websites. So, however, consistent feedback, once again, as you mentioned, Anand, from our customers and partners have been that they prefer to use an edition of Windows Server that does not restrict usage to running web workloads. So that kind of makes sense. You know, despite the removal of Web Server Edition, web workloads running on Windows Server 2012 will continue to receive the CAL waiver. So that is, in effect, for these workloads today, as a matter of fact. So Windows Server CALs will not be required to access the license server if it only is being used to run web workloads. So you can see a lot of this in our product use rights on the website. So another question that we have is Enterprise Edition, back to Enterprise Edition again, with software assurance, when Windows Server 2012 was released, which edition will you be entitled to receive? You want to take that one?
Yeah. If you have the Enterprise Edition with software assurance with Windows Server 2012 as released, you will be entitled to receive the Standard Edition 2012 with the two virtual licenses.
Okay, so let's talk about Standard Edition with software assurance. When Windows Server 2012 was released, which edition will be entitled to that customer, which one will they receive? And if you have software assurance on Standard Edition today, you'll be entitled to receive the Standard Edition at the general availability of Windows Server 2012. So you will receive one Windows Server 2012 Standard Edition license for each Standard Edition license that you have today. So another very popular question, and always comes down to cost, right? So how much will Windows Server 2012 Standard and Data Center Editions cost? You want to take that one?
Yeah. Data Center will cost an estimated retail price of about $4,809, while the Standard Edition will cost you $882.
Yeah, and that's based on the volume licensing open, no level, estimated retail price. You know, these are subject to change. We just wanted to kind of bring this to your attention as far as we get the question a lot around cost. Also, another frequently asked question is, can I use my Windows Server 2008 CALs to access Windows Server 2012? The answer is no. The CAL accessing, the instance of Windows Server must be equivalent or higher in the version than the server being accessed. So you will need Windows Server 2012 CAL to access a Windows Server 2012 instance. Back to CALs again. Do I need a separate CAL to access Remote Desktop Services, or RDS, and Active Directory Rights Management Service? Anand?
Yes, you do need to have licensing requirements for RDS, for ADRMS. Those have not changed.
So, you know, what if you want support, or what support is available for older versions of Windows Server, you can go to our lifecycle page. That's actually http://gp/lifepolicy. This is the Windows Server support lifecycle. If you want to find out more about what support is available for an older version of Windows Server. Let's see, what else do we got for Q&A? Oh, here's a good one. So we have a small business server, and we always get questions about what's coming. And what is Windows Server 2012 Essentials?
Well, Windows Server 2012 Essentials, that's the latest installation for the small business server Essentials group. It is cloud-enabled. It is the cloud-enabled first server with an intuitive user interface. It is built to carry 25 users, and is heavily used for cloud-based. So you can incorporate it with products such as Office 365 for SharePoint, for your Exchange, for those products that you aren't missing in the SBS module.
Right. And a lot of questions that we get are, you know, what are some of the features that are now available in Windows Server 2012 Essentials? So we got a pretty good lineup, right? We got, first of all, Windows Server 2012 Essentials incorporates the best of breed 64-bit product technology and really delivers that server environment that the customers are asking for, you know, well suited for, I think, you know, a vast majority of the small businesses out there. So, these types of technologies include the operating system, of course, but on top of that, data protection, anywhere access, health monitoring, workload flexibility, extensibility, add-ons for a lot of that you talked about for many small businesses solutions, including a connector for Office 365. Customers can use Windows Server 2012 Essentials as a kind of a platform to run, you know, mission critical line of business applications and other on-premise workloads. So it also provides an integrated environment experience, you know, for running cloud-based applications and services, like you said, email, Exchange, collaboration, online backup, and there's a lot of other features and functionality that comes with it. So what are the different editions available for Windows Server 2012 Essentials?
Well, there's only one edition. And the reason why there is one edition, the Essentials, is because it is utilized and it offers a wide range for either private or public cloud. So the workloads there is existing and you can handle it any which way you like.
So you mean the next question would be then, is there going to be a next version of Small Business Server? You know, or even Small Business Server 2011 Standard Edition?
No, it's discontinued. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, Windows Small Business Server 2011 Standard, which includes Exchange Server and Windows Server component products, will be the final such Windows service offering. So this change is in response to small business market trends and behaviors. We've talked to a lot of our customers. The small business computing trends are moving in the direction of cloud computing and for applications and services, such as email, online backup, and line of business tools. I mean, we see a lot of folks now using kind of a hybrid model, if you will, right? So they're using, perhaps they'll use these Windows Server 2012 Essentials, and then they'll use, and that'll be on-premise, but then they'll also use Mailbox Migration and Active Directory tools to do things like Exchange Online, right? Or Office 365 in the public cloud. So a little bit of a hybrid between on-premise private cloud and then using some of the technologies in the public cloud. So that's always a great question that we get. Here's another one for you. You know, will there be a next version of Windows Small Business 2011, the premium add-on component?
No, there will not be another edition.
So, and that's what, I mean, when we're talking about premium add-ons, what does this include?
Premium add-on, that included the SQL Server and Windows Server as component products. And that was the actual final offering in SBS 2011, the standard edition.
Okay, so here's a question, you know, I get is, if I have Small Business Server 2011 Essentials with Software Assurance, you know, when Windows Server 2012 is released, which edition are they entitled to get, right? So in this case, they're going to get one Windows Server 2012 Essentials license. This grant will be reflected upon your agreement renewal. However, you are entitled to use the granted product upon availability. So that's always a good question. Another question is, if I have Windows Small Business Server 2011 Standard Edition with Software Assurance, when Windows Server 2012 is released, which edition are you entitled to receive? You want to take that one?
Yeah. You will actually receive one copy of Windows Server 2012 Standard Edition licensing and one Exchange Server Standard 2012 licensing. Now, the grant will be reflected upon your agreement renewal. However, you are entitled to use the granted product upon availability.
Okay. And if I have Windows Small Business Server 2011 Premium add-on with Software Assurance, when Windows Server 2012 is released, which edition am I entitled to receive? And you will receive, once again, one Windows Server 2012 Standard Edition license and one SQL Server 2012 Standard Edition license. And once again, this is all reflected upon your agreement renewal. Someone on, how much will Windows Server Essentials cost?
The Essentials will cost you around $425, and that's for the volume licensing open, no level estimated retail price.
Okay, and then we also have, once again, we'd mentioned earlier, we have four editions of Windows Server 2012. Mm-hmm. We've got, what are they? Run them down.
Standard, Data Center, Essentials, and Foundation. Foundation will be OEM only.
Okay, great. And then the last question, are there any licensing changes happening to the Foundation Edition as part of Windows Server 2012? And the answer to that is there's no changes to the Foundation Edition licensing or pricing model. If you want to see a full list of features and licensing, feel free to go check out this Frequently Asked Questions and Answers on the blog. Go to Foundation Server 2012 website. There's a lot of resources out there around as we get ready to release Windows Server 2012. So with that, it's been a pleasure having you on IT Time, Anon.
It's been a pleasure you having me, Blaine.
Yeah. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we have Anon Cartwright. He's our newest addition to the MVP world here in Florida. He's also the CEO of Florida IT Server Group, a training company. He's part of the IT Pro Camp committee member. We've got an IT Pro Camp coming up in South Florida this coming weekend. I'm excited about that. I'm looking forward to working with you and the rest of the speakers and the sponsors. With that, any last final words?
That's it. Keep on teching, techies.
Yeah, right on. That's great. Well, with that, thanks, Anon. And everybody, thanks for tuning in to IT Time Radio. With that, it's a wrap.